Welcome everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we are going to talk a little bit about kind of making sure that your pouch hasn't stretched out, getting the most out of that small gastric pouch in the long term. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hello everyone, welcome back. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and on this podcast we are going to be talking a little bit about how you get the most out of your small gastric pouch, and it's really kind of using as well as testing your gastric pouch tool for full effectiveness, getting the most out of this. All right, now obviously with weight loss surgery we make you a smaller stomach. But one of the questions comes up time and time again in the long term of, gee, is my stomach going to stretch out? And number two, is it going to stretch out too much? All right, well, let's address those things and kind of how do you evaluate that or not. Now, after any weight loss surgery, we make your stomach tiny. And it doesn't matter if I'm talking about adjustable gastric bands, gastric bypass, sleeve gastrectomy, we are making your stomach tiny. Literally, it's a little tiny thing. You're only going to be able to fit in after surgery an ounce, maybe 2 ounces. If it's liquids, it'll go through easier than solids. So it's just going to be tiny amounts. So typically, you're just going to be picking tiny little amounts initially. But long term, that's not necessarily where we want to be, because long term where we're going, where we'd like to go, is kind of looking at that meal size small plate. And again, it doesn't matter which operation we're talking about, it's going to be looking for that meal size small plate. But you really can't do that right after surgery because your stomach is tiny. Now as you heal though, the stomach will stretch a little bit. It'll get easier to eat. So initially you're just picking that food, but long term that isn't the mindset, because if you're picking that food all day in the long term, that won't work well, because you'll find that, gee, as time goes on, it gets easier to eat. So the long term mindset needs to be 3 meals a day plus or minus a snack. Some people need a snack in between meals, some people don't. So if you find that, hey, I need a snack in that mid-morning, then it should be a planned snack. Need a snack in that mid or late afternoon, it should be a planned snack. So long-term, I want people thinking 3 meals a day, plus minus a snack, meal size, is that small plate. That's where we're going long-term. But again, initially, you can't do that. Now, your stomach is going to stretch over time. Again, what we're shooting for is that meal size small plate. So how do you kind of prevent, and one of the legitimate question really is can it stretch out too much? I just told you it's going to stretch out. Can it stretch out too much? And the answer is, well, it potentially could. Okay? My question to you then would very likely be, well, what are you doing? Okay? The concept of eating long term needs to be, how little can I eat and be satisfied? Not how much can I cram in there. The difference between those two statements is a good 20 to 25%, and that is often the difference between losing weight well, keeping weight off, and then or versus regaining weight over the long term. So again, how little can I eat and be satisfied? Not how much can I cram in there. Those are two different things. Okay? So kind of it is having that mentality. The other things you want to make sure, that's true with any of these operations, that you're not eating and drinking at the same time. Now, that is especially true long term. Initially after surgery, it won't matter so much because you can't physically eat very much. But long term, it can really matter, because if you eat and drink at the same time, drinking will allow you to wash food through. And if you're washing food through, two things occur. One is you can eat more at any one sitting. Number two is that you get hungry again soon. So you really do want to separate eating and drinking. Now, one of the problems there is that you get thirsty when you eat. And that's a normal physiologic response. So how do you combat that, or how do you prevent that? Well, one of the best ways to prevent that is stay hydrated. Really hydrate yourself well before it's time to eat, something we sometimes refer to as water loading. Water loading can help decrease hunger, because if you drink something fairly quickly, is that you'll feel full. It won't last very long, but you'll feel full. So if you really hydrate yourself well before eating, then you won't get so thirsty. Because again, it is normal to get thirsty when we eat. So you hydrate yourself well, then eat, then wait for a good 45 minutes or so before you start sipping on liquids. And you don't want to drink fast, because again, you don't want to wash stuff through. Also, you don't want to overfill, which will make you miserable. So then when you start drinking again, it's sipping slowly, and you slowly pick up the pace then till it's time for that next meal. And then you can do that water loading again. If you get hungry in between meals, it's not time for the snack, it's not time for the next meal, it may be actual thirst. So I encourage you to start water loading then. And you may find, I wasn't really hungry, I was really thirsty. All right, that's somewhat kind of using your gastric pouch to its, you know, kind of getting the full effect out of it, getting the most out of it. Now, another question, and I'll address this here too as well, is that what if it stretches out too much? How do I know? How do I know? Okay, well, you can do something that's called a cottage cheese test. And a cottage cheese test is just a way to give you an estimate of the size of your small gastric pouch or of your little stomach. So what you do is you get a carton of cottage cheese, and over about a 5 to 10 minute period, eat the amount of cottage cheese that you're comfortable eating. Again, you don't necessarily want to be stuffing it in, but kind of eat that you're comfortable eating, stop after about 10 minutes, and typically that's going to be about how big your little stomach is. The reason we use cottage cheese is that it's soft enough that it kind of fills the nooks and crannies of your little stomach, but it's kind of sticky and thick enough that it doesn't actually just fall through. So it can give you a good estimate of the size of your little stomach. Now, what I would recommend if you're curious about the size of your little stomach is do that a couple of times over a couple of weeks and just see, kind of average what those out. Because you'll probably find that at one time, hey, it may be, you know, a few ounces, another time maybe another ounce or so. And so subsequently then you'll get a good average. But typically, it's going to be between around, long term, it's going to be between 4 and 8 ounces. Okay? Initially, after surgery, it's going to be much smaller than that. Okay? But kind of long term, typically that 4 to 8 ounce, that's what the size typically is going to be. All right, so kind of we covered a couple topics then there of kind of how using your gastric pouch to its fullest advantage. But also, can you actually measure, get a good size estimate on your gastric pouch? All right, if you want more information, then check us out on our website. The Losing Weight USA website is www.losingweightusa. And check us out, keep up with us, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.